Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Galileo Galilei once said, "I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forgo their use." Popular culture perpetuates a myth that Christians blindly follow some illogical faith and ignore science and reason, but nothing could be further from the truth. Think about it. Committed Christians attend a lecture every Sabbath, year-round. Many attend a second small group study every week, and many also set aside 15 minutes or more every day for independent study. Does that sound like blind faith? It sounds like serious intellectual study to me. Perhaps that kind of serious study isn't making the news, but it has gone on since the printing press made the Bible universally available. Classical Christian educators emphasize the study of logic and reason alongside the study of scripture and science. In Classical Conversations, we use a variety of tools that teach clear logic and reasoning. One in particular asks the students to consider logical fallacies as they relate to the theory of origins. It is called Defeating Darwinism by Opening Minds by Philip E. Johnson. Johnson addresses selective use of evidence, ad hominem arguments, straw man arguments, begging the question, lack of testability, and shifting definitions. Defeating Darwinism clearly defines these terms and gives examples that will help your student recognize fallacies on their own. Consider reading this powerful resource with your child so that they can at least identify the fallacies that surround science and the origin of life. Together you can, like Galileo, use your sense, reason, and intellect endowed by God.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit ClassicalConversations.com.